Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. I'll be joined by our first guest of the day. He is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We'll get his thoughts on the Chiefs, also a little bit of World Cup, as now we know the teams that are heading to Arrowhead. Mayor Q, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. It was a tough game yesterday, but you know what? Personally, my life is good. My kids are healthy, so no real complaints.
So we got to start here. We've been talking about this. It's been the big talking point. You watched the game yesterday. What did you make of the Chiefs going for fourth down?
Man, I was sitting at the game, and I was like, what the hell, right? I mean, just look, the field position, smarter people run the team. You know, they've won Super Bowls. They've done all that sort of stuff. I'm not a coach. That being said, look, it was a strong decision. I think I heard or read in the paper today, Coach Reed, you know, kind of suggested that it maybe wasn't his favorite call ever that he's made, and that was a huge game changer, a momentum shift. I think it was clear to almost everyone watching, certainly everyone in the stands, who was saying, well, wow, we just had this great defensive stop. They've been stepping up almost for the entirety of that half. And then you give them a short field. You see the touchdown immediately thereafter when we knew our offense was having some struggles.
That's where I was, and that's kind of the point that I've been making on this is, I mean, Houston had run their last 18 plays. They had gotten 17 yards. Trust the defense. Rely on the defense. Play a field position battle. And I think Kansas City's best chance to win that game was winning on a last-second field goal, 13-10. It just felt very unnecessary to roll the dice there and give an offense and a team life that just didn't really have any at that point.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very much the case. And one thing that I do tend to look at is, you know, folks get tired. You look at the energy involved and all of that, and really dating all the way back to last year's Super Bowl, right? You have your defense hustling in and out, all of that, where you have turnovers, including turnovers on downs, right? Special teams mistakes and others, those create, I think those are just like gut punches in a lot of ways. So having seen that yesterday was a huge challenge. I think that was a huge challenge for an already fairly tired defense, which was stepping up for much of the game. And then on the offensive side, and let's go back to the fourth down call. I mean, it's others have said it, not an original thought for me. You don't even really have the threat of the run. You know, you don't have anybody lined up in the backfield, right? That takes away not just the play opportunity itself, but of course it simplifies the defensive scheme. I mean, there's just a lot there that said, man, you know, you wish, I think the coach will say, wish he could have gotten it back.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor, I wanted to have you on to talk about the World Cup. We found out the groups, and now we know the teams that are coming to Kansas City. How excited are you? How excited is the city, your team, with the matchups that we're going to have?
Huge deal. I mean, look, it's a huge deal for Kansas City. I was sitting there smiling. I was, somewhere on Saturday. And when we heard it roll out, Argentina, you talk about the brand, all of that. I will note something many don't think about because our federal administration has good relations with Argentina. You have a fast-tracked immigration process, customs process, et cetera, not immigration, just being able to come in and out, right? And so that means that you'll have fans with an ability to travel. Certainly, you look at the Netherlands, which is a great base, a country where you have people that travel, have strong energy with this. And I think that there are some good stories, right? Curacao, pronounced by Wayne Gretzky as Caraco. But, that's, I think, a country and national opportunity that lets us at least tell some really good and interesting stories about a country, I believe, that's smaller than Overland Park, that's coming to Kansas City. So, I think this is a great draw. It's a great draw for our community. I see some of the other cities that, I love everybody in the tournament, don't get me wrong, but that have drawn some teams that may be tougher matches, to kind of activate around. That will not be a Kansas City concern. I look forward to even learning more about the Algerians. And so, I think it's going to be a good set. Game times are really interesting to me. 6, 7, 8, and 9, I believe, are our game times. So you're looking at full dynamic days in Kansas City. Everybody can come, spend all their money that they need. When they're tired, go to Arrowhead, watch a match, then party after that.
Mayor, I know I've seen you out and about. There's no chance you're going to a soccer game that kicks off at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. No chance you're at that one.
Man, that's too funny. I mean, look, I ain't been out that late in a long time. I'm not even going to lie. On a Tuesday, when I was younger, I could, every now and then you get the hip-hop show because they book it in Kansas City too early in the week, so your headliner's on at 9:30. But on this side of 40, man, I don't know if I do a lot of it. But this is unique. It's special. I think I'll be out there. I think a whole lot of people will. But more to the point, hopefully, even if they're not, they're filling up taverns, restaurants, and others all around the community before that.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, here for a little bit. I guess two last things here, one about the World Cup, one about the city in general. Rob is really excited about the Netherlands coming here. I think the big story is Argentina, right? They're the defending World Cup champion. Messi is coming into town. Just to have Messi kind of kick off World Cup here in Kansas City is just such a really cool event. Rob's really excited about the Netherlands.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Coming into town.
I keep hearing about that, and I need to probably read up more. Obviously, I know Argentina. You certainly know the talents there. You hear a lot of people, I won't get ahead of us, but we talk about a potential Argentina-Portugal matchup in the later rounds. I mean, that could be the sort of thing that is epic at a stadium that has seen many an epic thing. As for the Netherlands, right, I mean, wonderful brand. I know there was a group of people involved with KC 2026 that went to the Euros, got a chance to see what the Dutch Dutch fans are all about and like. I think that's going to be something that thrills. But here's my jam, to be quite honest. I think that we're going to have full stadiums all the time. You're going to have people that always wanted to see a World Cup. I expect Fan Fest, all of the ethnic restaurants, particularly those that represent the countries, being packed for this. And I think it's going to be a great moment for Kansas City. Let me answer to a critique we get a lot, though, too. Occasionally people, usually not at this station, but others, will say, y'all spend so much time thinking about tourism, everything else. Let me tell you a basic, right? It is so we can actually generate revenues for businesses, for the people of Kansas City. I love Kansas Cityans, don't get me wrong. I also like 650,000 visitors coming in, spending money, filling up your restaurants, filling up your entertainment spaces, making sure we have revenues to address the things we need to do in our city. And I think in that core question, we're going to get a lot of it this summer in KC.
Last thing here, Maren, appreciate your time. The last time we had you on was day one of the streetcar extension. We've now had a couple of months. What are you seeing? How is it working? Just tell us a little bit more about this process as the streetcar has been expanded.
Working great. I had an exceptional meeting today, actually, about East-West streetcar expansion, including into Kansas, KCK, KU Med Center. I think that this is just the spine and what really is a beginning of an outstanding route. You saw a lot of people taking the streetcar from the Kansas-Missouri game. I think they saw what ingress-egress downtown could be. I think that speaks well for future stadium chats. We'll, of course, have that conversation again, no doubt, CDOT. It's working exceedingly well. You're seeing it packed on weekends, even in crummy weather. I think that it means there's going to be more growth on it over the years ahead in KC.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show today to talk about the World Cup. We now know what games are going to happen in Kansas City. Mayor Q, we'll catch up with you down the line. I will say this, your January is going to be a lot more free.
Man, I don't even know what January is anymore. It's been so long that I guess we're going to have to really do some new stuff. But we'll talk about it when the time comes.
Yeah, I was talking to Rob. I can't remember the last time I took vacation on like January 17th. That never happens.
Man, I've been booked out through the Super Bowl as a mayor for the last 6 years. It's wild. It's a great run. And, you know, hey, maybe magic happens and we see something special. But I'll keep watching. I'll be out there on Sunday. So stay well, man.
Absolutely. That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.